Recording?
We're recording. So welcome to kind of a non-surface interval, surface interval.
Yeah, day in the life.
Because we're going diving today.
Heck yeah.
Jay and I have only been diving together a couple of times, and the first time was actually on a dive table meetup, which was really exciting. First time to do something like that. It was pretty like low-key and casual.
Yeah, it was awesome.
It was great. We posted some pictures on our Facebook group, and hopefully we'll get to do them again. I guess you could do them whenever you want down here in San Diego, but it'll kind of depend on when I
Where and
town.
When you are and all that.
So what's the plan for today? You're in charge, because I don't know San Diego that well.
Yeah, so we're in the truck. We just loaded the truck up, and we are headed to my local dive shop. Shout out to Exos Dive. And we're going to eat some fills. And then we're going to hang out and meet some people there and say hi. And then we're going to try and get into the La Jolla Sea Caves today. They're sea caves, so they're not what you'd classically consider a cave. It's not a spring or anything like that. But they're little caves that have been carved out by the ocean. And we're going to go explore and see if we can't, number one, find them. Because I've never been there. But I have a good idea of where they might be. And then two, I've got a couple reels just in case. Never been in there. You and I are both cave trained.
Yeah, but it's not anything technical.
It's not.
As far as I've heard.
As far as we know, right? As far as we know, right. But we're ready.
Lucky for Jay, I am a professional arrive and just figure it out kind of diver. So I think between the two of us, we're going to do just fine today.
And we're having fun. We're doing a little mixed team diving. So you're in side mount. I'm in doubles back mount. And yeah, it should be fun.
Yeah. I'm also going to be shooting a video. I'm not sure where the timeline of my YouTube videos versus this podcast are going to line up, but you can see actual footage from these dives on my channel, Azul Unlimited.
Yeah, so we'll keep you updated throughout the day when we go to the shop, say hi. It's kind of going to be a day in the life of Sarah and Jay today, going diving.
Oh, God.
And we'll see how it goes, and we'll keep you guys updated as we go. Hey, Audrey, how are you?
Hey, guys, how's it going?
Good. We're here at Exos. We're getting fills, and then we're going to go diving. So, yeah. Audrey, you have been awesome to me, but tell us a little bit about Exos real quick.
Yeah, so Exos opened in December of 2022 officially, so we've been open a little over a year. Very small team, but I think we have a very good team, very good dive community, and we're really focused on ocean conservation and keeping people diving after their open water.
Yeah, so big shout out to Exos Dive here in San Marcos, California, of all places. And we're going to get our fills and get out of here.
Yeah, this place is beautiful.
It really
patty
is.
Shop.
It's a nice, yeah.
Uh-huh. Patty shop.
It is a patty shop. Soon to be part UTD shop, too.
We'll see.
All right, gas is analyzed. We're ready to roll. Let's go. We are here at La Jolla Cove. We got bomb parking.
That was lucky. I think I'm a lucky charm.
You had, although I will say I had the exact same thing happen to me.
Okay, so maybe you're the lucky charm.
So maybe it's me, maybe it's you, I don't know. But we're checking out the dive site. Beautiful day. Hopefully you can hear the ocean in the background.
Yeah, I gotta say, I haven't been to La Jolla Cove in a couple of years, and for anyone who's interested in diving here, the facilities have upgraded substantially. So the bathrooms are nice, they have showers. Last time I was here, it was like dingy little porta potties. It's really nice.
And the sea lions are out playing. We can see them super clearly now.
And
we're just
kind
of scoping.
Too.
The cormorants, yep. It's going to be a good day of diving. We see some snorkelers, no divers.
There's
in the
some surge.
Some surge. We're going to have to work through.
Some big sets coming through. I mean, big-ish.
Yeah.
But it looks like we're going to go around the right side and see if we can find the sea caves. And if not, there's tons of sea lions out, so we're going to have fun either way.
Yeah, it's going to be a good day. We'll probably go talk to the lifeguard first, and then we'll go from there.
Let's check it out.
Okay. All right, Sarah, so we kind of hustled back to the truck.
Yeah, we're on a time limit.
We're on a little bit of a time.
We got to go.
Time
we got
limit.
Things to do and people to see.
That's right. But we just got done with our dive, broke down all our gear and are heading back. That was a good dive.
It was. So we went out to where the caves are, we assume. Well, we know that the caves are there, but didn't end up going in. I don't know if we really found the right entrance, but every entrance we attempted, it was like just wave city.
Yeah.
And I don't know. It didn't look fun.
Yeah, it did look like fun. No, there were a bunch of like, basically like pockets, like little golf ball pocket in the side of the cliff.
I feel like we were just not in the right place.
Possibly.
But that's okay, because neither of us knew where we were going anyway. No. But that was a very sharky dive. I'm super pleased.
Yeah, so we turned around and went, well, let's have fun and head out and see what we can see. And there were just, what, you think 50 we probably saw? Maybe a little less?
I would say less, but there were a lot. Like
horn sharks.
Horn sharks, yeah, they were everywhere.
So cool, the little horn sticking up on their fin.
It was cool because the first two were just in like the seagrass. You could barely see them. I'm hoping that the video came out nicely for that.
Oh.
Because the surge was just taking it like, it was so
cool.
Hypnotic just watching all of the grass, you know, the kelp and the seagrass just move back and forth. And of course, we're moving with it.
Yeah, and Stingray was there. We got some awesome stingray, some lobsters.
Was that a guitar fish that you showed me?
Uh-huh.
Guitar?
Yep. Guitar fish. Super cool.
Yeah.
So it turned out to be a really fun, you know, shallow.
Super shallow.
20-foot dive for an hour and a half, but it was a really nice dive, and it was fun to dive together and not worry about you or Sarah can handle her own under the water, which is fantastic. And
can I?
You can. You do.
I guess so.
Hopefully you don't worry about me. And we had fun. So it's good diving. I'm starving. We didn't really do a good job of fueling up for the dive.
That seems to be a theme for us, and we're gonna talk about nutrition and hydration because we're epically failing these days.
Yeah, I'm starving, and we have to rush home, and so not a great idea. But fun dive, great dive site. We saw some really fun stuff, and at the very end, we said, "Hey, let's just go see." I'm surprised we haven't seen any sea lions or seals, and we said, "Oh, let's just cruise over to kind of where they usually hang out and see." And sure enough, two sea lions just, you know, right by us.
Buzzed us.
Lots of fun.
Not really interested in us at all, but still cool to see them.
I think it's your white fins. They're scared of them.
Yeah, right.
That's you.
No, I really like that dive site. For anyone that hasn't been there, like going straight out to, what was it, the yellow buoy?
Yeah, you line up on that yellow buoy, I think it's...
That place is really gorgeous. Yeah. I like dives out there, but I haven't had a bad dive in the cove.
No,
like, you won't. It's just, it's pretty. It's really pretty.
Yeah, you won't have a bad dive unless condition, like, it's
well,
all conditions,
yeah, of
right?
Course, of course.
It's good conditions like today. Oh, there's always something to see.
Yeah.
My favorite part of the cove is that eelgrass, the really green grass.
Yeah.
When you get over the top of it, I like to make my body as flat as possible and just wait for the surge. Mm-hmm. And then because the grass folds over one way, then folds back the other way. And for me, it's like I feel like I'm actually flying.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember that feeling the first time I would go to that site. It was like, make your body as straight as possible and fly like Superman over the green grass, the eelgrass. And I just love it. But it is true. I've gone home after a dive there because it's so hypnotic where you almost feel like boat sick.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
You feel like you're still swaying.
Just been going back and forth, back and forth. Yeah, I got some, I think I got a good shot of you coming out of that grass. I'm looking forward to seeing it and editing it, because I think it's going to look badass.
Yeah, seeing what you
just
got.
Come out, right, from the seagrass. Yeah.
Yeah, so fun.
Sea monster.
That.
That's also my favorite thing about shore diving, is coming up and, like, the unsuspecting people who don't see divers very often, you're like, rah! You come out with all your stuff, like, hanging from you. Yeah. Just like...
Point and stare.
Hello!
You just come up one time, like, wow, that was close.
No explanation, just walk.
And then walk away. Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Yeah. All right, well, we're going to fight the San Diego traffic, but thanks for joining us on a little dive day adventure.
Wow, it was a nice adventure. It was a beautiful day, absolutely gorgeous, amazing conditions, and what a fun dive to see all those horn sharks.
Hell yeah.
I was looking for the leopards. Leopards are on the other side. Mm. But to see that many horn sharks, I mean, yeah, maybe 20, 30 horn sharks over the course of that dive was just awesome.
Yeah.
So, all right.
We're out. Peace.